It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, I talked with two broadcast partners in Israel, Itamar Marcus and Rabbi Yoel Karen. Both of these men discussed the controversy surrounding the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. You know, both the Jews and the Muslims say that this is a sacred piece of real estate that belongs to them as a major worship center. I'm going to answer the question right now. The question is, who does the Temple Mount really belong to? Let me get to that in just a moment, but let me remind you, first of all, that we talked with other broadcast partners and got details behind the main headlines happening across the world in this last week. Ken Timmerman, he was in southern France, and we discussed the deteriorating situation in Syria, also the Egyptian military moving into the Sinai with the cooperation of the Israeli government. David Dolan continued that thought when he gave us our Middle East news update. The Israelis allowing the Egyptian military in the Sinai. But we also discussed the fact that Prime Minister Netanyahu, who is the leader of the country of Israel, and its defense minister, Ehud Barak, say, let's prepare for Iran. The strike is almost in its final stages to try to shut down the Iranian development of a nuclear weapon of mass destruction. Rob Congdon covers the European Union for us. We talked about Europe is not a Christian continent. It was maybe about 900 years ago, but not today. And Islam is on the increase population-wise in Europe itself, which is of some concern to the European leaders. Dr. Rennie Showers came to the broadcast microphones, and we talked about angels. Where did they come from? What will they be doing today? And what will happen with the angelic activities during the tribulation period? A very important discussion. You do not want to miss listening to that if you did not get an opportunity already. By the way, you can go to listen to all of these reports at prophecytoday.com, PTRN. Prophecy Today Radio Network, that's radio when you want it, at your convenience, when it's good for you to listen to it. Tell a friend about it, that's PTRN. It's located at our website, prophecytoday.com. There are two major reports that came from our broadcast partners, and it's on PTRN as well. They were from Itamar Marcus and Rabbi Yoel Karen. Itamar reported on Palestinian television. They carried a news report accusing the Israelis of using chemicals to try to destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And then Rabbi Yoel Karen discussed with me the United States State Department report on religious freedom. The United States is slamming the Israeli government for not allowing the Jews to pray on the Temple Mount. Listen to both of these reports at PTRN at prophecytoday.com. Now, these reports are evidence that the stage is being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think with me about a couple of things. First of all, the Palestinian Authority accusation that Israel is trying to destroy Al-Aqsa is a way to incite Jewish hatred among the Palestinian people. The United States slam of Israel for not allowing Jews to pray on the Temple Mount is very, very interesting in light of the fact that the United States State Department has been going after Israel for even building in the city of Jerusalem and wanting to evacuate the Jewish settlements in the area of Judea and Samaria. But back to my question that I brought to your attention earlier in this report. Who does the Temple Mount really belong to? Well, the answer, it belongs to God. And that can be found in the book of Leviticus, chapter 25 and verse 23. You see, chapter 25 of the book of Leviticus is the Lord's directive to the Jewish people as to how to treat the land. For example, one of his restrictions on the land was that they had to rest the land. The Jewish people would have to give the land a Sabbath, a Shabbat, every 7 years. They wouldn't grow any crops. They would have enough from the crops in the sixth year, and in the eighth year, the Lord would provide for them to be able to go out and reap the harvest early on. Leviticus chapter 25 deals with the land, and in chapter 25 and verse 23, the Lord says, "This land is my land," and he in essence is telling the Jewish people, "You're simply caretakers of the land that I have given to you." Now, Temple Mount, that's a part of the land that God gave the Jewish people. Originally, it was referred to as Mount Moriah. You might remember the 22nd chapter of the book of Genesis. That's where Abraham took Isaac to the top of Mount Moriah to offer him in a sacrifice to the Lord. Later on, David, King David, the second king of Israel, would purchase a piece of real estate from Ornan the Jebusite there on the Temple Mount. It was a threshing floor. This is found in 2 Samuel chapter 24. David wanted to offer a sacrifice, put up an altar of such there, and Ornan said, "Hey, I'll give the piece of real estate to you." David said, "I'm not going to offer a sacrifice unless I pay for this spot." And then along came David's son, and he built the first temple right there on Mount Moriah, 2 Chronicles chapter 3 and verse 1. Now, looking into the future, the Messiah will come back to that same location, and he will build a temple there on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. That's Zechariah chapter 1, verse 16, and chapter 6, verse 12. Verse 13 of chapter 6 of Zechariah says, "The Lord will rule and reign from that spot forever." And that's the promise that God gave King David. It's called the Davidic Covenant. It's found in 2 Samuel chapter 7. The Temple Mount actually belongs to God, who has given it to the Jewish people to watch over, to be caretaker of, and that forever. However, this debate will continue until Jesus Christ does come back to the earth to build that temple. And that's Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2. Controversy focused on the center of the earth, the Temple Mount, in the city of Jerusalem. This controversy is indeed evidence that the next prophetic event to happen, the rapture of the church, is about to take place. You see, what happens is you have the tribulation period following the rapture of the church, return of Jesus Christ, and then, focused there on Mount Moriah, Jesus Christ builds his temple that he will rule and reign from forever. Now, did you understand that scenario? The next event is the rapture of the church, followed by the seven-year tribulation period, the return of Jesus Christ, then he builds that temple on the Temple Mount. But remember, I said the next thing to happen, the rapture. That rapture, with everything we've said today, could happen at any moment. And having said that, nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until...